Some Māori academics are sceptical about whether one of the country's oldest media organisations, which has owned up to perpetuating racist narratives about tangata whenua, can change. Staff has apologised after an internal investigation of all its publications, dating back 160 years, found it used racist stereotypes and marginalised Māori voices in its reporting. It has released a new charter with Treaty of Waitangi principles embedded in it. But Māori academics are still hesitant about whether this will change the narrative. Mediana Johnson reports.
Parihaka has now been acknowledged as one of New Zealand's darkest days in history. But the reporting by the Taranaki Herald at the time told a different story. Stuff's Pōtiaki editor Carmen Parahi says it sided with government in the lead-up to the invasion of Parihaka.
We wrote about it as afterwards to say that it was a peaceful end, the Crown did a good job, etc. And we now know that that is one of the darkest moments in our New Zealand history.
This is just one of the many examples of the monocultural and biased reporting Stuff has apologised for. Parahi says it wasn't easy for the 20 journalists who combed through archives of all Stuff's publications.
What we started to see also is that our writing was shaping the views of New Zealanders towards Māori, and that really disturbed the journalists as well. So it was actually a really hard personal and professional journey the reporters went on.
In addition to telling false or heavily slanted stories favouring the government, Stuff found it didn't even interview iwi when reporting on their land and histories. Māori were often labelled stirrers for speaking out and taking part in protests, like the foreshore and seabed hikoi. From the mid-1990s to now, Māori activist was used almost 2,000 times in Stuff reporting and Māori radical about 500 times. That's compared to Pākehā activist, which was only used 14 times. However, Stuff editorial director Mark Stevens says it is committed to redressing these wrongs and to fostering trust with Māori. Auckland University of Technology's director of Māori advancement, Ala Henry, says it's a huge step forward.
I actually see this as a very positive move forward. Will it play out? Will the editorial commitment remain? I don't know, but it's a very good start and it's a standard to hold them to in future.
Massey University lecturer Tim McCrina was part of a research team back in 2004 that found the news repeatedly reinforced negative themes about Māori. He's not convinced incorporating the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi into Stuff's charter will change its ways.
The notion of the treaty principles doesn't stack up against the actual commitments and requirements of Te Tiriti o Waitangi. It feels to me like they're building on foundations of sand if they're working from the treaty principles.
There have been calls for other media outlets to do an audit of their Māori coverage. Ala Henry says all media organisations need to take responsibility for taking a Eurocentric perspective on Māori problems. However, none of the major media organisations, including RNZ, have committed to undertaking an internal audit. In a statement, RNZ says it is willing to look at any steps to ensure it fulfils its obligations to Māori and to Te Tiriti o Waitangi. TVNZ says it is working on a Māori strategy to reflect Māori perspectives, language and culture across its organisation. Meanwhile, NZME says it is facing up to its news reporting on Māori issues, including by publishing a column in June this year, which explored the fact it hasn't properly examined how racism plays a role in the organisation. Since then, it says it's appointed a new head of diversity in the newsroom. Mō te hōtaka o te ahiahi, ko Mediana Johnson, DNA.